This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Carl from Seattle is. Carl, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
Don't start Carl's time yet. Whoa. For those playing at home, Carl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the lead singer of Metallica?
Pass.
In which movie does Tom Hanks play a character stranded on a deserted island with a volleyball named Wilson?
Okay. Castaway.
Yes, I love that you thought about that. During which war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought?
Civil.
Correct. PAX West is this weekend in Seattle. What does the P stand for in PAX?
PAX West?
PAX West, yes. What does the P stand for?
PAX.
What kind of alcohol is in a mojito?
Pacific?
No.
Rum?
Correct. Kirstie Alley passed away from what kind of cancer?
Cervical, breast?
No.
Brain?
No. What dance style originated in Argentina?
Lambada?
No.
Flamenco?
No.
Pass.
Becky, Darlene, and DJ Connor were characters from what TV show?
Full House?
No. Carl. You got...
Roseanne.
It was Roseanne. Yes. I mean, you're a little late, but I will say I don't even think if I gave it to you, it would matter.
Oh, Sarah's hating.
I mean, so you got 3/4 correct. I think that's, you know, fair to say. Because Steve, I got faith in you today.
Oh,
well,
okay.
At least right at this moment.
Is that because Carl didn't do well?
Maybe.
All right.
You know? Never mind. I'll talk crap later. Steve, are you ready?
Wow.
Yes!
Who is the lead singer of Metallica?
James Hetfield.
How'd you know?
Yeah.
In which movie does Tom Hanks play a character stranded on a deserted island with a volleyball named Wilson? Did you know?
It's Joe versus the Volcano.
No.
A bachelor party?
No.
Castaway.
No way.
Whoa.
During which war was the Battle of Gettysburg fought?
Civil War?
Correct. PAX West is this weekend in Seattle. What does the P stand for in PAX?
Penny.
Correct. What kind of alcohol is in a mojito?
Rum.
Yes. Kirstie Alley passed away from what kind of cancer?
Lung?
No.
Breast?
No.
Cervical?
No. What dance style originated in Argentina?
Twerking.
No.
Salsa?
No.
Lombada.
No. Becky, Darlene, and DJ Connor were all characters from what TV
Roseanne.
Show? Correct. Which empire was ruled by Julius Caesar?
The Roman.
Correct. The first Quiznos shop opened up in what Colorado city?
Denver.
Yes.
Mm.
Steve, you would have got a perfect 10 if you knew what cancer Christy Allen passed away from, but instead you got 9 correct, which is a win 9-3.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
Thanks, Carl.
Is that Kirstie Alley, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say? Allen?
I heard Alley.
Okay.
I was tracking.
Thanks. So you still would have got it wrong. Okay, good.
Oh, no, I totally would have gotten it right.
Yeah.
Because it's skin?
No.
Pancreatic?
No.
I don't remember.
Colon.
Oh.
Not saying, like, I mean, all cancers sound absolutely terrible, but colon cancer sounds not great at all.
You're probably right.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. I just want to say that the only trash I was going to talk is Carl got the first question wrong.
Oh, the James Hetfield one?
Yeah. So after that, Taryn looked very disappointed.
Yeah. I was like, no, we can't start like this, Carl.
That is rough. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on getting 9 again.
Big victory, and we are all so fired up for Metallica.
Yes. I know. It's going to be here before we know it, and I'm going to have to get a nice nap tomorrow.
I'm just stoked because, tomorrow night, it's Metallica at Lumen Field, and it seems like everybody at the station, from us to the men's room to Ryan Castle, we're all going.
Yeah.
We're all going to be sitting in the same section.
Are
so it's going to... Yeah.
That is going to be insane.
It's
we're
be a
all
blast.
In the same section.
I
have to work
so.
Really hard Ooh. Not to get kicked out.
Well. Good luck to us.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo. We can't get kicked out of that either. It's October 13th at the Showwear Center featuring Godsmack and Hailstorm. And we do have some awesome deals going on right now. 4 tickets for $99.
Nice.
Just use the code word WORK when you go to check out. And you can get all the details on the Hullabaloo at KISW.com. Right now, Oasis has been a huge talk in the music world.
It's every time I open up my social media, somebody's talking either about how excited they are or complaining about the fact that why does anyone even care about Oasis?
And a lot of people care, including me.
Yeah.
And I found out this morning, Steve Miggs, that a member of this show has an old friend that just shared a crazy story about the time that he and his twin brother almost got into a fight with the Gallagher brothers.
Uh-oh.
We're going to talk to him about it after Everlast.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This week we learned that the band Oasis is finally reuniting. They're getting back together after, almost 15 years?
Over 15 years that the brothers have finally reconciled.
Oh, yeah.
And the world's going crazy about it. At least overseas, man. It seems like they've added more shows already because the demand is so crazy. People are going bonkers over there. And I think eventually they're going to make their way over to the States.
Oh, absolutely. We got to do it.
Yeah.
And the Gallagher brothers were always very famous for their feuds internally.
Yes.
Between each other. But Steve Miggs, you said that you've got a story.
I saw one of my friends post on social media about a time that him and his twin brother, two guys I've known, I've grown up with. I mean, we're going way back to the days of Brooklyn, New York, when I was growing up on my block on Hendrickson Street. And these are the two guys that I would hang around and just kind of follow around all the time and obviously still friends on Facebook. And they shared a story about the time that the both of them almost got into a full-on fist fight with the Gallagher brothers, Liam and Noel. And I was like, oh man, we got to hear the story because obviously everyone's talking about Oasis right now. It'd be great to get their perspective. And so we have on the phone my buddy Nick, who is responsible for me becoming a drummer.
Oh.
He's responsible also for me falling in love with professional wrestling. And now is responsible for me wanting to punch the Gallagher brothers in the face.
Yeah.
Nick, how you doing, my man?
That is a hell of an introduction, man. It's been a long time. See what's going on.
It is crazy. I have not talked to you in forever. And I truly mean that. Like, just a quick aside, like, looked up to these guys, and Nick was on the block playing drums, and I was so enamored with that. And he helped me learn how to play the drums, and him and his brother got me hooked into professional wrestling as well. And those are two things that I still love to this day. So thank you for that.
Listen, you know, the reality is you also had the best toy collection on the block, so, like, you know.
They were just using you for your toys,
you know,
Steve.
What? I used you for your drum set, you used me for my toys. It seems about fair. So, Nick, could you tell us the story about the my jaw dropped because I saw you posting about Oasis. You're like, I know everyone's excited. I don't really hate the band. I'm not really going crazy about the fact that they're back together, and here's why. And you had a great personal story about running into the Gallagher brothers.
Listen, it's so random, and, you know, I have to, you know, it's, May of 2001, pre-9/11 New York. Sheryl Crow at the time was definitely more popular. It was probably like, you know, you could argue peak Sheryl Crow popularity. And she was doing these pop-up shows in New York City, like really small bar venues that no more than 100, maybe 200 people could fit in. And so me and my brother got the inside on one of the shows, and we got in there. And, you know, it's kind of like a star-studded affair. Like Paige and Plant were there, you know, and, you know, she invited them or tried to get them to come on stage because they covered Zeppelin and, you know, and whatever. But it was a fun show, fun time. And towards the end of the evening, these two very small, ratty-looking guys with cigarettes. You're not supposed to smoke, I don't think. This is how I remember it. You know, me and my brother still argue how we remember this. But they were shoving their way through a crowd. And by the time they got to us, you know, I just lowered my shoulder in anticipation of these two drunk jerks thinking, you know, and I had no idea who they were. And we just pushed them away, and they bounced off us because they were half our size, pretty big guys, like 6'3", me and my brother. And he's, you know, so the size advantage was us, but we weren't looking for a fight here, but, you know, and they shoved us back, I think, and then it was separated quickly, and it really was just seconds. And then the bouncer said, chill, that's Oasis. And I was like, nah, get the hell out of here. I didn't say get the hell out of here, but, and then at the end of the night, we saw them, and I'm still in disbelief if it was them or not, but apparently everyone was running to them, seeking their autograph. They looked at us. Apparently, you know, again, this is how my brother remembers it, because they smirked at us, and they got in their cars and left, and that was it. And that's our story. That was a rock and roll altercation.
Wow.
I just love that they just bounced off of you guys. But also, I think the craziest part is that you're just in a club standing right next to Robert Plant and Jimmy Page.
A few feet away, yeah. It was kind of like you were trying to absorb the show, and you're just kind of like, wait a second, you know, but this was apparently, you know, a thing at the time where, you know, a lot of celebrities were showing up to her shows, to these like very exclusive things. And again, we were just very lucky and fortunate to be in there. So,
well, and I think there's a lot of shows where you kind of expect that people are going to be pushing through the crowd and like elbowing you out of the way. But this is Sheryl Crow. Like, calm down, dudes.
The Oasis brothers don't care.
Yeah, you put it in context, they look like these soccer hooligans you see on television that kind of just, they were almost wanting to fight. And we were going to give it to them. Like, hey, like, Steve, you know us. We're hardly violent kids. We're fairly passive. You know, we were sizable guys. But, you know, but they clearly were trying to instigate something just for the sake of instigation. And we weren't having any of it.
And I love that I saw on your brother's Facebook, he shared the story, or he commented on yours and said that he'll never forget how bad they smelled also.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, again, I don't remember it that way, but hey, but it was, again, and that's the one thing I do know is that, you know, and this was a quote from Johnny Cash's autobiography, like, everyone remembers everything differently.
You got to put your memories together to find the truth.
Right. Well, just, you know, again, I had to ask him, like, did I remember this right? Because it was such a long time, I had to access this story, so...
So you're not going to line up to buy tickets to see Oasis, or?
No. For two songs, no. Listen, I respect any band that still has a following. It's so hard to do, and I don't care what your act is, right? Like, it's very hard to be in the business, to stay relevant in the business, to gain popularity. I don't begrudge anybody. If you want my money, though, I need more than two songs.
Yeah.
I think there's an appeal that because of the no one ever thought they would get back together again, so now they're back together. People are like, I need to see them just in case they never do this again.
Or just in case they fight on stage again.
That'd be worth it.
If you're an insurance company, right, like, are you insuring this thing? Because you don't know if
they'll
finish the tour together.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are buying the tickets. Like, do I get a refund if this band implodes?
Yeah, I bet you the insurance rate will be insured for that money. Usually, you could buy insurance on the ticket, right? I'm curious to see how much the insurance is relative to other shows.
It's probably double what the cost of the ticket is.
Well, thank you so much, Nick, for taking the time and telling us that story. That is delightful.
Steve, it's great to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you. Next time you come to Brooklyn, give me a shout, man.
I will for sure. We'll go find those Oasis brothers and rock their worlds. Take care, Nick.
All right, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, no,
such a trip, man. I mean, like that guy is the reason why I decided to play drums. It's, and he still plays drums to this day as well. Awesome, awesome dude.
Some would say we blame him for that.
I would.
Now, Oasis is not the only band that's pissing people off, because yesterday, Linkin Park seemed to piss off just about every single one of their fans.
Yes.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Linkin Park launched a 100-hour countdown that began on August 24th, and fans started to speculate, maybe is it a reunion? Could that be it? However, when the countdown ended yesterday, it unexpectedly began counting upwards again. Fans are confused. Fans are frustrated. So, we were texting about it, too.
So it stopped, and then it just started going up.
Counting the other way.
And we have no idea what's happening. I think there's some people are saying, oh, there's a glitch, or it said something about 9/5, so now people believe that September 5th will be the day that the actual announcement is happening.
Wow.
Or will it be the day that they start counting back down?
Well, the good news is everyone is talking about it,
that's
including
true.
On social media. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few comments after it all went to hell. And we sent these comments to our production director, Jason, just to illustrate how dumb people can be on social media. So he took those comments, reenacted them with whatever voice that he wanted. Are you ready for the first comment from a Linkin Park fan disappointed in Linkin Park?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Okay. If you teased an announcement date, but it's actually just revealing an actual announcement date, this is the dumbest, most friendly to fans reveal strategy of all time. Boo hoo.
I think it's hilarious. It's harmless.
It is. I mean, it just means that they get more attention now, you know? It's kind of brilliant, honestly.
I could be wrong, and I'm probably wrong. I'm sure they have a giant master plan of what they're doing. But what if the plan was like something just kind of irrelevant, or like not that big of a deal, like a new greatest hits album or a new vinyl variant of this record, and then they saw how everybody was losing their minds and like, oh, we need to figure this out, and maybe we need to have a conversation about getting back together because this is what people want.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if that's the case.
For sure.
Which would be kind of fun, like all of a sudden, because of the reaction, it might, I'm overthinking this, of course, because that's just what I do in life, but all of a sudden they're like, we need to rethink this. We need to find a new lead singer.
It could be.
All right, here's our next comment.
Not funny, guys. Hashtag f***ed up. Hashtag lost a fan. Oh, shut up.
Lost a fan?
If you are no longer a fan because of this, maybe you never were a fan in the first place.
Yeah.
That seems a little extreme.
Very.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I took off work early for this. Not giving us a more substantial clue is rough.
I mean, we live in a world where trolls be trolling, so we got trolled by Linkin Park.
But why are you taking the day off? I mean, hey, yeah. I don't begrudge anyone for taking a day off. If that's the reason why you went, go have at it. But why not just take a bathroom break at the time of when the announcement's supposed to happen?
You don't need a whole day.
I kind of want to know this person. This is my problem. Now here I am overthinking again. Boy. I want to message them and be like, what was the plan if the news was great? Were you going to run in the streets and blast Linkin Park on your boombox and just celebrate? Like, what were you going to do with this day off?
Yeah, I mean, even if it was like hypothetically they announced a tour or something like that, the tickets wouldn't be going on sale. You can go back to work.
I've heard of some dumb reasons to take a day off from work, but that might be the dumbest. All right, we got one more. Are you ready?
Oh, this might be my favorite.
Uh-oh.
In the end, the Linkin Park countdown didn't even matter. You know what's so great about that? It's a play on lyrics from their songs.
Jason hates those kind of comments. I get a kick out of the puns.
The dad jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're so fun. He's such a hater.
Yesterday, before we did start embarking on our landscaping project, though, I pulled up the video of that gal. What is her name again? Bonnie
from Stand Atlantic?
Yes. I played that for my husband, and he never got into Linkin Park, and he didn't care, and I was very disappointed with his reaction. I'm like, come on, man, I got goosebumps. This is awesome. Maybe it could be her. And he was like, cool, let's get outside and start shoveling stuff.
Isn't that the worst when you're so excited to share something with, like, your significant other, and then they're just like, I don't know why you thought this would be exciting. I've stopped trying to, like, let my wife into the cool nuances of professional wrestling. I'm like, no, you don't understand. So what he did right here is a callback to 1997 when Bret Hart did it, and it's really freaking cool.
He started walking away. I'm like, wait, she's about to start screaming. You got to hear the scream. He's like, we got chores, man. Let's go.
It's going to get better. I promise you. She's freaking awesome.
Oh, boy. Well, great news, Rockaholics. The Hawk Tua girl, she is back again.
She's back and better than ever. I started taking pictures with Matt Rife. I'm like, those two should be together.
Absolutely. That makes sense. In a world where there's a lot of confusion, that makes sense.
That's like the power couple right there.
Well, you might be excited to know this, Steve Miggs. She has a new catchphrase.
Yeah, I bet she does.
She's reinventing herself. And it's a great new catchphrase. We're going to tell you what's trending after Linkin Park.
The Daily Miggs Show.
You're off and running, Rockaholics, and pop culture, it's going a million miles an hour right now, and that can be tough to know exactly what is going on in the world around us, and so we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Jelly Roll was on a tour stop in Salt Lake City when he was cruising around and he saw a lemonade stand on the side of the road.
Okay.
So he decided to stop and take pictures with the kids, and then he hooked them up with almost $700.
That's a lot of lemonade.
Lot of lemonade.
That's really freaking cool.
So the mom of one of the kids who was running the lemonade stand posted on Facebook and said, quote, "Today was an interesting day. My kid and her cousins wanted to do a lemonade stand. Who would have thought we would run into Jelly Roll in the West Valley and for him to be so generous with giving them almost $700.
And he's here this weekend too, right?
He's here Saturday.
Oh, man. This city is going to be jam-packed with traffic.
It's a Jelly Roll Metallica sandwich.
Because he's over, what, at Climate Pledge Arena?
I believe so.
Wow. I just saw a crazy story about Jelly Roll. There was a guy that we were at the radio convention with. I think his name is Bootleg Kev.
Yeah.
And I saw an interview, I guess, with Jelly Roll and then with him to confirm it, where apparently, because Jelly Roll was a rap artist, and he was kind of like more in like the ICP, like Twisted, like they did the Gathering of the Juggalos. Like he was popular in that world,
sure.
Right? So, and then all of a sudden he played like this country type song to this Bootleg Kev guy who's a DJ. And he's like, yeah, man, you need to go into that direction. That's where you're gonna have a monster hit. It's like the Sunday morning. I don't know any Jelly Roll songs. I know just ones that get played here and there, but I've never sat down and listened to his music. And it was because of that conversation that he released that song. I think it was with Uncle Cracker, and it became a hit, or it led him down the road of doing stuff other than just like this juggalo rap stuff.
Yeah, he can do a little bit of everything. He's right? A little bit rock, a little bit country, a little bit hip hop.
I thought that was kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Also crazy, we all know her. We love her. Well, maybe not Danny.
Nope.
Gotta give him that hook to it. Spit on that thing.
There we get you. Haley, well, she's still being talked about, and now she was being interviewed by Whitney Cummings, great comedian, friends with Chelsea Handler as well, and they were doing an interview where Haley, the Hawk Tua girl, shared some words of wisdom that might actually become her next catchphrase.
This is your piece of advice from me that I've given to Chelsea.
Okay.
She'll tell me about this guy, and I mean, you just got to give it to her straight, whether she wants to hear it or not. What is good for the whole is not always good for the soul. You need to remember that.
That's very good advice.
Thank you. I mean, we need to put that on a sign and hang it in Sarah's house.
I was going to say, where was she back in my day, like before I was married?
The crazy part is my mom has always told me what's good for the dong is not good for long.
No. That's great, too. I want both of these
inspirational quotes.
Yes.
So has a Hawk Tua girl been hanging out with Taryn Daly? Because, you know, if you're not good on the bean,
right? I don't know. Not being good on the ball.
Not good on the bean.
God, you got to give him that Hawk Tua and spit on that thing.
Oh, boy.
If it's not good for the whole, it's not good for the soul.
For the soul.
Okay, yeah. I gotta remember this.
It's like a chicken soup for the soul thing for loose women.
For loose? That doesn't mean you're loose necessarily.
I'm kidding. Don't get all worried. You're gonna cancel me now.
I'm upset about this now.
My bad. The woman who's telling us to spit on that thing and I can't make a joke?
Yes.
My bad.
It was quite the night for Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium last night. First up, he homered at his first at-bat, which is pretty amazing. But the whole day began with thousands of fans getting there early to get his bobblehead. And it is a golden figure of him, but he's holding his dog.
Apparently it's a big deal, like, to get the golden bobblehead. That means you're the guy.
You're the guy.
Which he is.
So on his bobblehead, he's holding his dog, Decoy, who also stole the show by throwing out the first pitch. Ohtani was behind home plate. Decoy picked up the baseball at the pitcher's mound and ran it home. This is some audio of the announcers talking about it.
It's only fitting that Ohtani gets the very first golden bobblehead. And Decoy is right there with him. And moments ago, the first dog ever to throw out a first pitch. Was pretty darn impressive, actually. Shohei goes behind home plate. Here comes Decoy with the first pitch.
And it's a strike.
Little treat, little reward. It's a really sweet treat bag. That's a $700 million man treat bag.
Treat bag?
Take your dog to work day. I love that so much.
You know what I also love?
Being good on the bowl does not equal being good on the bean.
You are the Hawk Tua girl.
Inspirational quotes that need to be put on signs.
Will you put it on a sign and give it to me for my housewarming?
There's still time.
Can we make this a t-shirt?
Sure. Yeah.
Being good on the bowl does not equal being good on the bean.
We have a bowl and all and four of us bean. Are riding.
Oh, I thought a little bean was riding the bowl, but I mean, we could do that too.
Oh my God. Let's workshop it, guys.
Yeah, this is an offline conversation.
This is the first planning meeting.
Well, we now know what our next Rock Shop shirt is going to be.
Is there anyone that thinks that they can defeat Steve Miggs today? He is currently 238 wins, 71 losses, and 40 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.